Hello everybody, hope we are all well. My name is Jules, this is the FPL Banter Pod, and I'm recording this Monday morning. So we have finished game week 26. And there was a bit of drama before all the games started, wasn't there? For those who don't know how FPL works, we have a deadline every game week. So, for example, this time around, the deadline was Friday night because Leicester were playing Brentford at 8 o'clock in the evening. So the deadline shuts an hour and a half before whatever the first game is. So it closed at half six. Now, normally when it hits half six, the app kind of shuts down, and the fantasy part of it shuts down, and you know, you can't access your team or anything like that once the deadline hits for about 30 to 45 minutes. So, you know, I'm at work, but I'm in the Slack as always, waiting sort of for the deadline to end. Everyone's sending their team, saying good luck, as we all do. So I was at half six came, and then I kind of put my phone in my pocket and got back to work, and all of a sudden it's buzzing like absolute crazy. And someone in the group has said, guys, the app ain't closed yet. And everyone's like, what? It must be, of course it is. So obviously we all go and look, and below it, and yeah, the app is still open. You can still make transfers, and it was absolute carnage. We're all going mental in the Slack, and it eventually closed. I think it was 29 minutes after it should have closed. So sacked in the morning chance. I'm probably running through FPL towers this morning. So that was that. And there was a bit of drama, I think, because someone actually made a transfer after that deadline, and we ended up being first in the world for about a day, I think. He isn't anymore, but that would have caused a bit of an uproar if he stayed top. So that was that, and then we went into the games. So we started off with Leicester versus Brentford, and Leicester just... that game was very much more Leicester were that bad rather than Brentford were that good. Take nothing away from us. So, you know, we took our chances and we played well. I have Mbeumo and Wissa. So obviously I was a very happy Brentford fan anyway when them two came up with some of the goals and assists in that game. Obviously people would have got Brentford for the run-in that we had. We had a really nice run-in. And this Wednesday is probably the last of that running, which is Everton. Now, a month ago, you would have said, yeah, Everton at home, great game for Brentford. But all of a sudden, that game is a bit of a... You can see that being a draw, maybe. I'd probably say a draw for that game, where a month ago, you would have had Brentford to win that comfortably. And while we're on Brentford... Brentford are sitting 11th, 10th, 11th, we're in the same points as Brighton, who are also in 10th. and we are 7 points off top four, and I think we're 3 points off a European spot. Now, do I think we're going to get top four? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We've now got a really difficult running when we're playing teams around that area. I think we've got Newcastle, Bournemouth and Villa in the next five. Chelsea in there as well at some point. But, you know, who knows? It's the Premier League. Leicester have won the league before. Bournemouth are only a point off top four. So there's a lot of teams in there you wouldn't think that would be anywhere near a European spot. But due to the collapse, if you like, of Spurs this season with all the injuries they've had, and Man United just being probably one of the most poorly run clubs, not just in the Premier League but England at the moment, there's obviously opening for certain teams to maybe that have never seen Europe to potentially reach that this season. But yeah, no, you know, I was happy with the Brian points. I was happy with the Whistler points. It got me a good head start for Saturday and Sunday. And then we saw many surprises over the weekend, didn't we? We saw Bournemouth get beat. I thought Bournemouth might have beaten Wolves this weekend. The biggest shocker was obviously Arsenal. Arsenal lost 1-0 to West Ham. That, due to Liverpool beating City yesterday, that's the title done, I think. I think the title was over. I mean, Liverpool have done it. Unless Liverpool have a massive collapse and Arsenal go and win every single game from now to the end of the season, then maybe. But, you know, I don't see Liverpool dropping that many points now. I think the gap's 11 points now for Liverpool. So, yeah, with 11 games to go, I just don't see it. So fair play to Liverpool. They've done a great job. And Arsenal should have done what Villa done. I think I've said it on the pod before. Villa went out. They didn't even buy players, Villa. They got two very good loan players. I think they got Diassi on loan as well. And the two loan players they got scored and assist both goals for them to beat Chelsea at the weekend. So, and that's what Arsenal had to do. You know, I don't think any Arsenal fan was expecting Arsenal just to go and spend 80 million in January. Just loan in a striker, a goal scorer, a proven Premier League striker, just to try and... I even if they got a striker, I don't think they would have won the league. I think they would have just come a hair winch short again, but this time to Liverpool. But at least it would have shown the fans that, yeah, we're going to try and do this. We're going to try and get it. And I think they're just giving up a little bit, Arsenal. I get it. They've had a lot of injuries, especially in the front line. They've lost Saka still for quite a few months. I think he's back at the end of March, I reckon. But by that point, you know, it'll be too late for the title. Maybe it might be out of Europe by that point. Who knows? But yeah, it's a tough pill if you're an Arsenal fan at the moment. Saints lost 4-0. And Ipswich lost 4-1. So Leicester, Southampton and Ipswich all conceded 4 goals this weekend, all losing as well. So in terms of sort of things deciding in the league, I know there's like a 2-point gap for safety for, I think, Leicester and Ipswich at the moment. But I don't see it. I know it's 5 points now because Wolves won, didn't they? So it's even further now. I think that's the bottom three sorted as well. In FPL terms now, you're sort of getting to the point where the league table, sort of around the bottom half, is kind of deciding itself. The only battle now really is for those European spots, which I think is 2nd to 7th, I think. I'm not quite sure. I think it's 2nd to 7th or 2nd to 8th. Because there's obviously a chance that we get 5 teams in the Champions League. And then I think it's 2 teams in Europa and 1 team in the Conference. The Championship sides that came up, they're all going down. In FPL terms, this is kind of the start of the season where you'll see teams sort of sitting on the beach, if you like, prepping their holidays, prepping their pre-seasons. And you're going to target teams like Southampton, like Ipswich and like Leicester. Whoever those three they're playing, you're going to try and maybe take a punt on a player that plays for whoever they're up against, just to try and get some points. Like, for example, there's now, because Bowen scored against Arsenal, there's a lot of hype for everyone to get Bowen because of they're playing Leicester. And once you score 1 against Leicester, that's it. It becomes a steam train where you're just running through Leicester and you can easily get 4 or 5 goals against them at the moment. So there's a bit of hype over Bowen, which I'll get to at some point. But my plan, so I got 91 this week. Great week, to be fair. I got lucky again with the assistant managership. My last week with the assistant managership. I'll admit, I'm glad it's over. I'm glad the assistant managership is over. I've enjoyed it. It's obviously given me a chaotic ride with the Tarkowski last minute goal, which got me 22 points that week. Villa got me, Villa got me 22 as well. So I had 22-22 from the two managers I used it on. And yeah, look, I like the chip. I do like it. I think when you're using it, it's great. And some people haven't used it. As you know, I listen a lot to the FBL family. And Lee, for example, he's had three reds because he hadn't used the chip. He didn't have triple captain. And he just didn't, at the time, he didn't have enough money to go for the assistant managership. Now, he's had not a stinker. He's what we call damage limitation. And now that damage limitation is over, he can now look forward, because not a lot of people use the assistant managership now until the double in 32 and 33. So I imagine that's when Lee will use his. So I liked it. If you're using it, you're going to like it. And if it works, you're going to like it. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I like it. I'll bring it back next season if that's what the Premier League want to do. I think you do it one or two ways. You either just say, right, we're adding this chip for the whole season. It's not even a chip. We're just going to add it. And basically everyone has a manager they can transfer in or out for the whole season, like we do the players. Or you just give it as a 1 or 2 week punt. I think 3 weeks is way too long. Way too long. So I'd either have it, use it for a week, like a week chip, like all the other chips are basically. Or you do something that basically you have it for the whole season. So yeah, look, we'll see what the Premier League do. There's obviously been, there's been debates, it's caused debates, it's caused, I think some people have got a bit over-exaggerated with it, and it, because of it, you're kind of holding player transfers because you're using the chip and you want to maximise that chip as much as you can, which is great. It has brought a new dynamic to the game, and I have enjoyed it, but at the same time, I'm quite glad now I can just look at my players, my team, and my transfers that way. So I got a 91 this week. As I said, in Bremer and Whistler, they gave me a good start for the weekend. I got the Trent clean sheet, which is good. What else did I get? I got Isaac getting 2 goals in a minute. And I had the Salah captaincy, which everyone probably did. But I know a few people tried to go a bit different, because it was one of those weekends you could probably go different. So if you went Isaac, if you went in promo, fair play. Done a good job there. I know a few people went for Clivert. That backfired. Bournemouth are still a good side. They just got that red card and, you know, I think it kind of just stopped the game for them, really. They couldn't do what they normally like to do. But yeah, so my plans for this game week, I was looking at trying to get Bowen in or a West Ham player in, but I can't get Bowen on a free unless I sell Palmer or Mbeumo or Salah, which I ain't doing any of them free at the moment. Even with the half fixtures, I still want Mbeumo because he's on pens. Him and Damsgaard are basically the ones that make things happen for Brentford. So I think I'm rolling. The one thing I might do is I might bring in Wan-Bissaka or Kilman, because I do think West Ham will get a clean sheet against Leicester. But other than that, I will probably roll. And then I have, after this game week, which is a midweek game week, so the deadline is not even less than 48 hours away now from recording. I will probably roll. As I say, the only thing I might do is bring in a West Ham defender. And then but if I don't, it gives me two free transfers to look at my team. And obviously, we've got the FA Cup this weekend as well, so there'll be no weekend Premier League football till weekend after. So it'll be 9 days after West Ham's game against Leicester on Thursday. If you are looking for transfers this week, my three would be Bowen for the Leicester game. Matoma is on a bit of form at the moment. Brighton are, you know, again, Brighton are good. They beat Chelsea and they beat Southampton. They scored 7 and conceded none in the last two. So they're on a bit of a wave again, Brighton. But Brighton are very literally like a wave. They'll go on a bit of a run and then they'll have a stinker and then they'll come back on and they're a bit up and down, Brighton. But Matoma's firing on all cylinders at the moment. It was like we've gone back 2 years where everyone was on Matoma. But I think it's a nice differential. And Cunha, the Wolves striker, he's now scoring at least one a game at the moment again. So he's backfiring. So at some point, for example, if you have Gakpo, you're probably looking at getting to Cunha to cover the blank. And that's all I'm doing, really. I'm just racking up the transfers so then I can deal with my blanks. I'll have 4 blanks at the moment. I've got 2 Newcastle, 2 Liverpool. So in game week 29, I'll probably, either in 28 or 29, I'll start doing transfers for that. Captaincy. So I've got 3 captaincy names I would go for, and then maybe a punty captaincy. So Salah being Salah, he's probably playing the best football I've ever seen him play at Liverpool right now. I think he actually plays better football under Slot than he did against Klopp. Maybe controversial to some people, we will see. But Salah is just, yeah, it's like Haaland the season before. You just can't, you want to go somewhere else, but you just can't at the moment because he just keeps getting a goal and assist or 2 goals every game. He's getting you 10 plus every single week at the moment. So I want to be punty, but I may just keep on Salah. But Newcastle as well, I think they've conceded 4-4-3 in the last 3 Premier League games. So they're not as solid as they used to be at the moment, Newcastle. So the only thing I will say, Liverpool can take their foot off the gas a little bit now. So they may be a bit more, not defensive, but they just won't go all at it at Newcastle because they don't really need to. They might get the 2-0 and shut up shop or something like that. So Salah being Salah, he is one of my captaincy options. Palmer as well. Now Palmer has blanked in his last 2, I believe, maybe even 3 now. But they are playing Southampton, and as I said, any team who's playing those bottom 3, you target. Whether I'm brave enough to go Palmer at the moment, because I think Palmer's missing Jackson, believe it or not. As much as we moaned about him, I think he's a big miss, Jackson, to that what Chelsea try and do. But Chelsea, I think Maresca's in a bit of trouble soon. I think Chelsea will win and beat Southampton. Anyone can beat Southampton right now. But yeah. So Palmer's also an option. My other option, and these are 2 punty options, Chris Wood. Now I know he didn't score against Newcastle. He got an assist though. And I feel like Arsenal might self-implode now. The title's over. 2 things happened with Arsenal. They'll relax now because they're like, right, the title's over. We'll go out now and we can start playing the way we want to play and not nervous every time we have the ball or, you know, the fear of bottling it because they have bottled it, basically. So there is that aspect. But I thought second half, Forest played really well against Newcastle, but the damage was done in the first half. They couldn't quite get something out of that game. But I think
Forest will want that top four spot, so I think they'll bounce back against Arsenal, and I can see Wood getting one or two goals. And my last one, my punty one, again, I spoke about targeting those bad defences of Southampton, Ipswich, Leicester. If you're getting Bowen, I'd potentially captain him. Really, really punty that. Really punty. But like I said earlier, once Brentford got one, we just steamrolled through them. And we really, if we put on third gear, we could have got 7 or 8 in that game. And West Ham, that Arsenal game might give West Ham a bit of a lift, and they might go again, like Brentford did, get 3 or 4 against this Leicester side. As I say, captaincy, if you want to play it safe, go Salah. If you want to be a bit brave, if you're chasing points, then, Palmer, Wood or Bowen would be the way I'd go. So deadline's this Tuesday, and then we don't have another Premier League game until Saturday week, I believe. It's Saturday week. I will do another pod after these midweek games, just a review on my team and how I'm doing and what my plans are with those 2 free transfers, whether I'm going to use them both, whether I'm not. But I'm in a really good place right now. I'm 224k in ranking. It's my best rank of the season at the moment. My best ranking I've ever had in FPL. So I'm on a great ride at the moment. Great season so far. And when you're at this point, you kind of got to, as much as you want to do what you want to do with your team, you kind of got to protect it, don't you? You want to protect it, but at the same time, you want to try and get as high as you possibly can. You just don't want to have a really bad stinker where you pull yourself right back to the 500, 700k margin. So good luck all. Enjoy your game week, midweek 27. And I will speak to you again either Thursday night or Friday morning.